read from 2nd Epistle to Timothy and chapter 1 and verse 9. God, who has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Epistle to the Ephesians and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Epistle to the Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light. This verse that read in Colossians was on the calendar a couple of weeks ago, and I've thought a little bit about it and the things that God has done for us. And my mind was drawn to the initial calling. God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time. So we may say that, well, we've answered the call. It was in God's purpose before time began to call us. It's a holy calling. We might think of the benefits of forgiveness of sins and that sort of thing, and all that is part of what God has given us, but he has called us with a holy calling, and it puts it on a quite a high plane, I thought. And as being on that high plane, it is for us to be answering to that call in a holy way as well. And I just encourage us to contemplate on this thought of the calling that God has given us, a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Makes it quite clear that we did nothing to deserve the call at all. And yet God moved from his own side. Each one of us will have answered at some stage to the outgoing of the glad tidings. The message will have found a place in our hearts. But even then, I remember some years ago, Phil referring in the gospel preaching to it being like a door, which on the one side it's all a welcome, come in, and yet on the inside it had written, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Mm. Well, that is the portion of every believer in the Lord Jesus. Mm. I would encourage us to lay hold of that and to move in accordance with it. And in doing so, we find that the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. That's where our home is to be. Our home is not to be on earth. We might well say, well, we can thank the Lord for that, because there's not much to hold us upon the earth, really. Any right-minded believer would be crying out for that time when the Lord will come to have his rightful place. We've sung of the permanence of his grace, and we can give thanks for it, and it's not changed by conditions down here, and it's of course it's not even changed by our waxing and waning, but we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Well, what are these spiritual blessings? Well, we've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we might know something of it. Let us lay hold of using the Spirit more to understand what God has in mind for us, what the Father would delight that we might enter into the things where Christ is, we might have a greater understanding and a greater appreciation of where where he is and where the sun and centre of his pleasure is. Then this final thing is giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in life. I just think that's a wonderful peek, you might say, to what God has in mind for each one. He's made each of us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light. Well, we might say it waits a coming day, and it possibly does in its fullness, but is there some way that we can enter into these things, delivered from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love? Well, that kingdom is certainly not the kingdom of the United Kingdom or where we live at the present time. It's a completely different sphere. It's a sphere where all is held in righteousness before a holy and righteous God. And it's righteous there because the Lord Jesus is there. When he was here, he could say to his Father, I desire that where I am, they also may be with me. Well, the Lord would delight to translate us into that sphere, to give us some greater appreciation of it, even at the present time. I know it will be actual and factual in the coming day, but let us know what it is to be translated into that scene where he is sun and centre. The kingdom, and it's God that has made us fit. We haven't got to do anything for ourselves. We haven't got to put on our best robe or anything. No, the Son, when he returned in Luke 15, he was clothed in the best robe. Mm. You know, there's a comment made in the preaching the other day that I don't suppose the best robe was put on top of the rags. No, it was the best robe was what clothed that man. And so that makes us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light. Well, dear brethren, these are a few simple scattered thoughts that I've had on my heart, but maybe we can be encouraged by them and be encouraged to enter into the things which God has for us. And God has them for us and he's given them to us. Mm-hmm. They're ours for entering in. Let us not hinder what is for our blessing and encouragement, for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.